free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump heading to Wisconsin today for the groundbreaking of a huge new factory, the Foxconn plant. The presidential visit happening, though, as the president is still in a dispute with another Wisconsin-based company, Harley-Davidson. That company having to ship some production overseas now because of European tariffs that were sparked by Trump trade policies. At the White House, though, Trump accused Harley-Davidson this week of using the tariffs as an excuse to do something they were planning to do all along. The president also arguing that a lot of Harley-Davidson customers are not very happy with the iconic company right now. His Middle East mission continuing, Prince William's Jerusalem visit highlights a unique ancestor buried in the Middle East, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
When he caps his historic royal tour of the Middle East with a visit to the Holy City, he'll be venturing into a long overlooked chapter of his own family. The prince will be making a pilgrimage to the tomb of his great-grandmother, Princess Alice of Battenberg in Greece, the mother of Prince Philip. Her last wishes were to be buried in a crypt below a Russian Orthodox church in East Jerusalem. The deaf great-granddaughter of Queen Victoria is admired in Israel for sheltering persecuted Jews during the Holocaust. William's visit to the Jewish state is the first official one by a member of the British royal family. I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about networking strategies to boost your brand awareness, how you can harness the power of Facebook Live just like we do here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll have the results of a poll on preparedness of small businesses that faced a natural disaster, and I'll have the six benefits of conscious capitalism for your small business. It's Thursday, June 28th, 2018, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine, taking care of business and working overtime.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in beautiful Flemington, New Jersey, in Hunterdon County, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we check the weather. It's currently 78 degrees at 12:05. We could have some more rain and thunderstorms later in the day with a high of 85 and a low of 64. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high around 90 and a low of 65. Saturday, we're going to have abundant sunshine, and it will be hot with a high of 95 and a low of 68. And for Sunday, the heat continues with sunny skies and a high of 97 and a low of 69. Current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 22.68 to 24,140.27. The NASDAQ up 23.94 to 7469.02. S&P 500 is up 7.13 to 2706.76. Oil up 63 cents or nearly $9 a barrel since last week to $73.39 per barrel. And gold is down $4.90 to $1,251.20 an ounce. All right, well, thanks, everybody, and I appreciate you joining me. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business, getting together every Thursday at the noon o'clock hour to talk about issues that affect businesses, both large and small. And a lot of times, small businesses can learn from large businesses, and a lot of times, large businesses can learn from small. If you're currently watching the program, we thank you. We'd ask you to like our Facebook page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. If you're listening to the audio stream, same thing. Open up a URL browser and type in on Facebook, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. Like and follow that page so that we can get you updates midweek on anything that's urgent and affecting business. We'll put postings out there occasionally. But at this time of the program, it's time for what we call our business quote of the week. And it's brought to you each week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington. And I usually pick quotes that may come from business people, could come from sports stars and celebrities, philosophers. It could come out of the Bible. You never know where we're going to get the quote from. But I try to make it applicable to something that would have happened within the last week. And so this one actually comes from Krista McAuliffe. And you may recall that Krista was the first teacher in space, or was going to be the first teacher in space, until the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster. But she had said, reach for it, push yourself as far as you can. And the reason I picked that quote this week was I had a call from a woman out in Arizona, and she had kind of hit the wall, if you will. And sometimes people in business, you can hit a wall, and it's hard to keep going sometimes. And she struggled a little bit financially. She struggled to find new clients, new customers. And so I was giving her some advice on what she could do to try to get that back up. And But I told her, I said, you know, every day you're given a gift. When you wake up in the morning, that's a gift. You know, there's no guarantee that that's ever going to happen. And you got to make the most of it. You know, you can't sit here and wallow in your pity. And it's a little bit of tough love, but, I'd rather you wake up with a fire in your belly, with a fire in your heart, and go for it, and work twice as hard than just give up. And, you know, I said, she's been in business, I think, around 14 years. And I said, you have to push yourself just like you did when you were a rookie. And whenever somebody comes to me and they say, you know, I don't know, I'm kind of tired, I'm worn out, I've been doing this for so long, the advice I give them is very simple. I said, I want you to think like a rookie. And when you first open your business, if you're a sole proprietor, if you're a small business or something like that, you probably had more energy than the Energizer Bunny. You would do everything. You'd be in early, you would leave late, you would work weekends, you would work nights. And sometimes, even 14 years later, you still have to do it. So when I came across the quote last night as I was preparing for the show, I said, this is the one that I have to use this week. So again, from Krista McAuliffe, she said, reach for it, push yourself as far as you can. And you're going to be amazed by some of the results that you get when you do that. When you get to the wall and you can go no further, just push through and you'll be surprised what happens on the other side. So a good quote to start our program with this week. Now, in the beginning of the show, I mentioned that, you know, sometimes small business can learn from large business, and sometimes large business can learn from small business. So yesterday at Crown Trophy, we were excited to have our founder from 40 years ago and current CEO Chuck Weisenfeld join us at the store. We're talking about our upcoming summer meeting, which is going to happen in about 2 weeks, and Brandon and I are working on a presentation about Mike Michalowicz's book, Profit First. And so Chuck read the book. He saw the results that we were having. And then he said, okay, there's something to this. If they're able to turn this around literally with the flip of a switch. So he bought the book. He's on board with it, really likes it. And last week we had a teleconference with all of the stores, and he encouraged all of them. He said, you have to get this book. Buy the book, read the book before you get to Savannah, which is where our meeting will be held in 2 weeks, and be ready to discuss it. And instead of the normal format of we're going to talk for 45 minutes about a topic and then move on to the next, he's actually given close to 5 hours to this topic. And there's going to be, if you're listening and you own a Crown Trophy store, there's going to be homework to do. There's going to be exercises throughout how to find where you currently stand in business, and it's not just about, you know, profit and loss, but the instant assessment. Are you making money? And that's a great exercise in Mike's book to let you know where you stand. I think it's going to be eye-opening for a lot of people, and hopefully, you know, people will not so much buy into the program, but adopt it, try it, and see if it doesn't work for them. I can tell you that it has been working great for Brandon and I. We're very excited about the results. And as Mike explained, when you have the targeted allocation percentages and the current allocation percentage, we're excited because this week ends the second quarter, so now we've got to up the percentages. We're going to up the percentage that we reserve for profit, up the percentage we reserve for taxes, for owner's pay, and for not so much for royalties, but at least, you know, we're going to start increasing. And although that may mean there's a little less in our operating expenses account, there will be more in the other accounts. And I'm looking forward to, you know, 2 years out when we're fully funded the way the program works and seeing the impact that has on our business. And I was talking with Chuck yesterday and said, you know, if you're a $700,000 business and you're fully funded at 10% on the profit, that means you'd have $70,000 in your account. He goes, I'll do you one better. He said, what if, you know, you're a $70,000 or a $700,000 business, and even at 1%, you have $7,000 in your bank account at the end of the year. What did you have last year in your bank account? And there's a lot of stores that I talk to and a lot of businesses that can't say that they had that much money at the end of the year. And the example that Mike gave of, you know, the accountant telling him he was profitable, he said, great, you know, show me the money. And there was nothing there to show. It was just, you know, a paper profit. I think that helps put it in real terms that this does actually work. So getting into the program today, there's been a lot of chatter, suggestions to people about how to harness the power of Facebook Live. Now, I've made the joke several times that I was told early on that I have a face for radio, meaning that usually you're not on camera. But now that the cameras are in the studio, obviously we have to get used to them and be ready for them. And now, how can that help your business? And the number one tool that's working for businesses now, short, condensed little videos. Even if you just take your cell phone and you go Facebook Live and, hey guys, just wanted to invite you down to the store today. We're having a big sale. Come check it out. Maybe you have a celebrity, a sports athlete or something coming in to visit, and you're spreading the word that way. Or there's a cause, you know, come down to the store. We're going to play cornhole, and the winners are going to take home $25. Whatever the case may be, let's harness that power and make it work for you. And don't, trust me, you do not have to be Cecil B. DeMille. You don't have to be Steven Spielberg. You just have to talk into a phone just like you would on FaceTime. So the live streaming video feature is versatile and packs a punch. It combines the popularity and ease of Facebook with consumers' favorite type of media, video. Now, for small business owners, Facebook remains a social media powerhouse used to grow their audience, and the social media site still harnesses 1 billion users daily across the planet. So staying relevant, even while the likes of Snapchat has gained in popularity, especially among younger consumers, is important. Now, if your small business is not already using Facebook Live as a marketing tool, you might consider integrating it into your marketing mix. The live streaming video feature is versatile and packs a punch, combining the popularity and ease of Facebook with consumers' favorite types of media, video. From showing your potential customers insights into the behind the scenes of your small business to daily news updates or live streamed events, these are just a few of the ways that Facebook Live might make sense for your small business. Ivana Taylor, is the owner of DIY Marketers, explains the latest feature Facebook released that allows you the ability to cross-post. In the post, you could record a Facebook Live on one account, and then you'd have to manually post it to other accounts that you own, Taylor said. Now you can easily cross-post from one account to another live. Now, according to Taylor, this feature supercharges Live's marketing value because it increases the organic and live views of the post. I typically recommend starting live sessions on your business page, then sharing them to customized lists on your personal profiles. We all have customers and business contacts who have become Facebook friends. Put them on a customized list and then share your live videos to them specifically, she advised. Not only that, but Facebook is also now offering retention statistics so that you can see how long people are watching your videos. And this can really help you craft your videos to your customers and what they want to see, she said. So again, if you get a chance, even if you just do it for 15 seconds and you go on Facebook Live, try it and see if you get any kind of results. So if it's like, hey guys, inviting you down to ABC jewelry store, see what happens. See if people start to notice that trend. And I think it would be great for jewelry store, retail, clothing store. You get a new blouse in, you get a new bracelet in. Hey guys, just want to show you this, you know, really cool bracelet. It just came in. It's available now. Christmas is coming. You know, start building that momentum now. So hopefully you'll take us up on that and start using Facebook Live. It's currently 12:15, time to step away for a break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about three automation apps that can help your small business. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. What else?
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you every week at this time, and the owner of Crown Trophy and Crown Custom Apparel here in Flemington. I think every business owner at some point in time needs help with managing schedules, managing their time. You know, everybody always tells me they work 8 hours, 10 hours a day, but they really feel like they could. They need 16 to get all the work done. So one of the biggest challenges for small businesses owners is managing every aspect of your company. Automation technology can help you juggle many tasks at once. And running a small business can be one of the most fulfilling things a person can do. It provides the opportunity for an individual to become more than just an ordinary person and allows them to contribute to their community in a much larger way. There are risks, of course, but that only encourages the business owner even more. One thing, however, will always be difficult, and that is logistics. Small business owners juggle every aspect of their company: marketing, finance, operations, management, everything. In addition to selling and delivering their products or services, who really has the time for all of it? And this is where automation comes into play. Now, this technology is no longer out of reach. Small business owners can join the new era and participate in a technological revolution. There are applications out there that help small businessmen or businesses in huge ways so that they can run efficiently and impact their communities in even greater ways than they already do. The first is personal assistance. I just heard about this about a year or two ago, and at first I was a little leery, but I said, this may be something we have to look into. Personal assistant devices, such as the Google Home and Amazon Echo, have allowed small business owners the chance to have a round-the-clock assistant. These devices use automation to keep your scheduled tasks and important items organized. They can remind you of an important meeting or automatically purchase any items you may need for your business. These devices are also useful for employees as it frees up their time to focus on the task at hand and not delay by doing menial things that hamper their work. This creates a more efficient workplace that is not bogged down with the mundane task. And it also allows for the owner to be more productive and not worry about missing any important dates. This stress relief alone pays for the devices, which are now relatively inexpensive and easy to use. These devices will be ubiquitous in the years to come, and your business should be no exception. Customer service, that other aspect of running a business that you have to work on every day. In customer service, it can either be the downfall of a company or the most shining feature. Automated customer service can process customer complaints or needs immediately and effectively. These are seen most often as automated voice messaging or chatbots. This type of automation for your small business frees up employees so they do not have to spend time answering questions that can easily be answered by a machine. It also reduces the cost of employing a customer service business and allows your customer service to be online 24 hours a day. This level of responsiveness is only available via automation and can be the difference maker in how you are viewed by the public. When customers can report a problem and get an answer immediately, it improves the likelihood that they will stay a customer of yours. And finally, security. Automation also improves security in a number of ways, both physically and digitally. The recent innovations in visual recognition allow for biological securities to be placed in and around your business. For instance, you may have a camera at the front of your building, which only lets in those who are authorized to enter. The same works for a computer that has a visual scanner, which prevents unauthorized users from accessing your intranet. Cybersecurity teams also use automation when they are automatically block malware attacks and brute force efforts. This is great relief to business owners that are concerned with their safety and the safety of their employees. Automation allows for a safer work environment as well as more secure technology. Businesses of any size should use automation to create a safer and more productive work environment. Whether it's about increasing productivity or preventing cyber attacks, automation can provide those things and more. And it's important for business owners to become involved in this technology so they are not left behind. Automation makes life easier for both owners and employees while also catapulting you into the future. So, couple of great ideas there as far as different apps that you can use. On the personal assistant one, there's actually a human version of that, and that is you can hire a personal assistant, and you tell them what you need, whether it's they have to type memos and email them out, or keep you on schedule, remind you of meetings, something like that. Not a bad way to go. A friend of mine tried that a few years ago, and he said that in the past, he had always been kind of scatterbrained as far as where he had to be and when, and now he never misses a meeting, doesn't miss any important phone calls, things like that. So it's a good idea to look into that as a way to keep yourself organized as well. Over the years in this program, I've talked about the need to prepare for disaster. And it's not because I'm a gloom and doom guy. It's not because I have that big dark cloud hanging over my head. But when you look at the news, the evening news, and they show you horrible rainstorms and flooding, and this week I just saw that Tampa, Florida was hit by a major rainstorm, and a friend of mine who's a police officer there sent a video out showing cars up to the tops of wheels wading through water. We saw what happened in Ellicott City, Maryland when the floodwaters ravaged that town and cars are being swept away. At the same time, all that water has to go somewhere, and typically it's going to go into your storefront. What happens when there's fires? What happens when there's flood? Earthquakes? Anything that can provide damage, significant damage or interruption to your business, even if a car were to drive through your showroom window, rendering the building uninhabitable, how do you get back up and running quickly? So the folks at Manta, Manta.com, ran a poll, and they asked people, could your business survive a natural disaster? And there were about five or six questions that they had. So the first question was, can your business survive if you had to close for more than a month? With a survey results of 2,128 business owners, about 31% said they weren't sure, 56% said no, and only about 12% or 13% said yes. Have you ever thought of what would happen? And so many people in business don't give this a second thought, or they say, well, I have insurance, I'm covered. Trust me, the insurance claims process takes so long, all that lost business, all that lost revenue can never be recouped. So how do you think about your business? Do you have a backup plan in place? If this, then that. So let's say, for instance, a flood comes through Main Street, and all the businesses on Main Street on the first floor are damaged, and it's going to take weeks or months to clean up. How fast can you salvage whatever inventory remains, get in touch with your vendors, get in touch with your customers, let them know you're in business, and move and reopen in a new location? I had actually done this exercise probably in year three or four of being in business, and I update it on a regular basis. I have a flash drive and a notebook, both at home and in my office. And so if something goes wrong, something disastrous, even a fire in our building, I have timed it out that with the relationship I have with my vendors, I can be back up and running in 48 to 72 hours. There's laser equipment machines in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that can be shipped to my new location. Computers are all backed up in the cloud. So I can be up and running in no time, conceivably no time. Still work on rehabbing my existing location and getting it back online. But if it takes months, I'm not out of business for months. The next question that came up was, do you have a formal disaster recovery plan, a set of policies and or tools so your business can reopen as quickly as possible post-disaster? Luckily, or hopefully, and encouragingly, let's say, 39% said yes, they do. 61% said no, they don't. So two-thirds of the country, or two-thirds of the business polled, have no idea what they'll do after a disaster. And it's something that, you know, just as you plan for the next sale, you should be planning for the next disaster. We're lucky here in New Jersey because very rarely do you hear of major disasters. But when you hear, you know, that businesses are located in Tornado Alley, when you hear that there's flooding or hurricane cropping up in the Gulf, the first thing I think of is Hurricane Katrina and what happened, you know, to Texas and New Orleans back then. But anywhere, when you hear of hurricanes on the East Coast, and I'm watching the models for 7 to 10 days in advance, and it drives my wife nuts, but I have to watch those models because what if that hurricane takes a turn towards New Jersey? And we saw what happened with Superstorm Sandy. Be prepared. Do you have business interruption insurance? Again, low numbers. 40% said yes, they do. 60% said no, they don't. If your business is interrupted for any reason, you need business interruption insurance. It looks at previous sales for the year before, a couple years before, and it says, okay, this is what we anticipate you would have made in that time. It also provides money so that if you had to move, relocate, reopen in a different location, you could do that. But without it, you're really unprotected. So 60% say they don't have it, 40% say they do. Then they asked, has a natural disaster, i.e. fire, hurricane, tornado, flood, caused your business to close temporarily or permanently in the past? Luckily, 10%, only 10% said yes, they have been affected by any of those disasters. 90% said they didn't, and that may be the reason why so many don't take it seriously enough. How long was your business closed? Less than a month, 39%. More than a month, 20%. More than 6 months, 21%. Permanently, 20%. So again, the need for a disaster recovery plan is huge. It's something that does take time to develop. We have a list of every employee, their cell phone numbers, their home phone numbers. We have a list of every credit card, bank account, everything. That's on the goal. And just like the president has what they call the football with the nuclear codes, this book and this flash drive go with us, you know, at all times so that we're always prepared. And if something happens, we can initiate the plan like that. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away for a quick news break. When we come back, we've got more. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein on the hot seat in a U.S. House hearing concerning how the FBI and the Department of Justice conducted investigations during the 2016 presidential campaign, including the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. The GOP chairman of the panel, Bob Goodlatte, referring here to FBI official Peter Strzok being part of that probe of Clinton's emails while sending text messages that were clearly anti-Trump.
These types of comments were originating from people who were the fact finders in the investigation. These profoundly inappropriate comments were coming from the individuals who were making decisions on whether to provide immunity to people who had already lied to investigators.
Rosenstein now pushing back against Republican complaints about document production with regards to the investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy and Crown Custom Apparel here in Flemington. Saying hello to Lori out in Arizona, Brian up in New York, or in Massachusetts, and Scott in New York. Glad you could join us. Let's talk about networking and the strategies you can employ to boost your brand awareness. Now, networking is probably one of the things that a lot of business owners don't really like doing all that much. You go to the meetings, you go to the same meetings, you see the same people, but it's still important. And networking is something that can be done just about anywhere. It doesn't have to be done by a special group like even the chamber, but a lot of times you go out to a golf outing, that's a networking opportunity. You go to a wedding, that's a networking opportunity. Anywhere there's a group. And remember my number one rule in business, as I've been saying for 6 years here, ABP, always be promoting. Again, having that elevator pitch ready to go, talking about your business in a positive way, trying to find solutions to people's problems, that's what networking is all about. But networking brings you into contact with fresh faces and puts your brand name out in the world. So choosing the right strategy can make the difference between success and failure. Building awareness of your brand boosts sales and overall company health, and there are many ways to boost your brand awareness, but networking strategies are a smart place to start because networking brings you into contact with those fresh faces. In one study, 9 out of 10 people indicated that face-to-face communication was preferable to other forms of communication. How easy is it to these days to ignore a phone call because you see in caller ID who's coming up. How easy is it to just click off of an email or read it and delete it? However, other people still prefer online communication, so it's really a matter of fact, a matter of figuring out ways to make a connection and keep the lead or contact engaged. Now, since face-to-face networking is often preferred, you want to fill out your networking schedule with plenty of events. And there's a wide variety to choose from to help you engage with others. Choosing the right techniques makes the difference between success and failure, and sometimes it's simply a matter of changing the way that you connect with new people. So here are 8 networking strategies that will boost your brand. First, you want to be authentic. When networking with others, be as authentic as possible. And it might seem like a given, but if you aren't a particularly outgoing person, then nerves can take over. And you might say the first thing that comes to mind, or the words may come out in a different way than you meant them. It's always best to be upfront and honest so there are no misunderstandings later. People who are open and honest tend to make a more memorable impression on others. Number 2, and this is where a lot of people fall woefully short, you want to prepare for these meetings. Now, before attending a network event, go over a few talking points to share with others about what you do and your goals for your brand. Now, if you already know what the purpose of your brand is, it will be easier to share that information with others if you have a loose script in mind. However, don't try to memorize a speech. You're likely to forget the exact wording, and that can work against you. So creating an appearance of nerves or awkwardness. Instead, know the main ideas inside and out, but share them in your own words for that particular moment. You also want to make sure, and this is another area where people drop the ball, you have business cards, you're collecting them, and you're giving them throughout the entire meeting. Anytime you have a networking opportunity, that's your chance to build your database. So make sure you're getting as much information from people as you possibly can. You also want to visit more than one group. Now, when seeking networking opportunities, don't limit yourself to a single group. Spreading out your attendance among several different groups allows you to increase your reach. And while the local Chamber of Commerce might put you in touch with like-minded small business owners who will refer customers your way, and vice versa, another group might help you connect with local media personalities who can put your brand directly in front of consumers. If your time is limited, schedule attendance among the groups that you'd like to be involved with. You also want to participate in mobile networking. Now, digital consumers own about 3.64 mobile devices each, phones, tablets, etc., and they have at least one at their fingertips throughout the day. Look around any public location, and you'll see how connected people are with their smartphones. Now, when you attend an event or plan one, connecting with others via their mobile devices is another way to expand your reach, rather than being limited to the people you meet at a dinner table or the hotel bar area. You suddenly expand your reach to those with very specific interests that match yours. So download event apps and participate in digital chat rooms, particularly on large trade shows. It's a great way to get connected. You also want to become an authority. So how do people see you in your industry? Are you the person they go to when they have a question about your industry? If not, that's a way to network more effectively. If you're known as the heating and cooling guru in your area, this will benefit your overall brand image. The best way to establish the knowledge is by helping others in your community. Write articles for the local newspaper, create online videos showing how to change an air filter, or give talks to local associations. You also want to, the whole purpose of this exercise is to develop relationships. It's one thing to meet someone, talk to them in passing, and keep their business card, but if you want to really enhance networking capabilities, it's important to develop relationships. Don't simply focus on those who can help you get ahead either. Also develop relationships with those that you can help. And don't limit yourself to your industry. Be nice to everyone you meet and develop relationships with those who are a good match for you. Personality-wise, you never know who might help you in the future or who you might be able to help. It's not a bad idea, and I know there's some that are available through community colleges, etc., to take classes and workshops on how to network yourself better. Now, some of the best networking moments come from attending a workshop or a class, and not always just to build your business sense or enhance your skills. You'll meet and network with people in a wide variety of places. So go ahead and learn to play an instrument in a group class. Learn a hobby that you've always wanted to try, such as cooking or pottery. Attend talks given by people who interest you. Just getting out in the world will build your networking reach and help you build more awareness of your brand. And then you also have to learn how to stand out. Now, if you're a bit shy, you're likely dreading networking events. But what do you say? How do you break the ice? If you awkwardly stumble over your words, take some training in how to speak to strangers. First, consider a Dale Carnegie course, where you'll learn techniques that help you know what questions to ask to get next to somebody or to get to know them. And then practice like crazy. Force yourself to speak to the person in front of you in the line at the grocery store. Say hello to people you pass on the sidewalk and seek opportunities to practice your new skills before you even need them for professional use. It's all about boosting your brand awareness. And at the end of the day, boosting your brand through networking is more about the impression you make and following up with those you've met along the way. Reach out via email or social media and remind the person where you met them and the name of your company and ask how you can be of help to them. And over time, you'll gain a reputation as a strong business owner who helps others in the community. Can't say enough about networking and getting out there. So many people, they stay in their stores, they never get out, and then they wonder why their business is starting to lag. Because if people don't know who you are, where you are, and what you do, there's a good chance they're going to forget about you real quick. Or that somebody else is telling them who they are, where they are, and what they do. And if it's similar to yours, then you're going to be replaced. So you're going to want to make sure that you're out there promoting yourself and your brand at all times. I'm going to step away. I'm going to take a break a little early because this next topic is something that I want to talk about. It's getting a lot of traction, and I've seen it in use. We've done it. We put it away for a while. We're bringing it back. But we're going to talk about the benefits of conscious capitalism for your small business and how being having that conscious capitalism can really help your business. So you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot in 100in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot in 100in provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com. What are your plans this weekend? We're getting, and I really don't like when July 4th happens on a Wednesday because it's very hard in business to plan for it. Do you give the employees the couple days off before, a couple days off after? Do you stay open for the whole time? It's really a predicament. Next year it'll be on Thursday, and you just say, okay, we're closed Thursday, Friday, and that's easy. But next week, it's always a bit of a challenge in business when you have those 2 days or that holiday right smack in the middle. But hopefully you'll be able to get out, get some vacation time in, and enjoy everything that you like to do, whether it's here in New Jersey or across the country as you listen to the program. Here in Jersey, actually pretty much everywhere in the country, it's going to be hot, you know, with heat index temperatures of between 105 and 110 here in the east. So stay warm, stay cool, stay hydrated, and maybe stay indoors. Let's talk about, again, conscious capitalism for your small business. Now, more organizations want their work to make a difference beyond the bottom line. And here's how it could benefit the growth and influence of your small business. Now, the idea of conscious capitalism isn't exactly new, but it has gained an upsurge of traction in recent years due to increased consumer awareness and how the companies they support function behind the scenes. BBC News defines this term as the moral approach to what is often seen as the dirty business of business. So what does that mean precisely? Well, if you want to unravel the definition, conscious capitalism thinks outside of a company's own self-interest and factors social responsibility into the equation. Instead of fixating on just the bottom line, organizations who adopt a conscious culture show authentic concern for both people and the planet. They engage with their stakeholders, customers, and communities. They take an ethical stance on environmental impact. They rank purpose over profit. Moreover, they understand the value of connection and interdependence within the global economy. Conscious capitalism is changing how the world does business, and more organizations are joining the movement for a simple reason. They want their work to matter. So if you've considered making the transition to a conscious capitalism model, here's how it can benefit the growth and influence of your small business. First, it can increase your consumer loyalty. Today's consumers are informed about where the products or services they purchase originate from. And with this knowledge comes a gravitation towards companies who uphold sustainable and ethical business practices. In fact, based on results from the Cone Communications Echo Global Report, 93% of adults surveyed worldwide demonstrate more trust and loyalty for an organization that is socially responsible, and 91% are likely to switch from a mainstream brand to the more conscious option, even if that means a higher price. This yields both a competitive edge and a financial return on investment. It can also help fortify your stakeholder relationships. Now, companies who maintain positive relations with their stakeholders, which can include anyone with a vested interest in the enterprise, are more integrated in the marketplace due to the strong networks they've built. From suppliers to partners to investors to clientele, organizations who practice conscious capitalism treat all of these stakeholders as respected entities who contribute to the shared goals and long-term success of the organization. So instead of exploiting them as just another source of revenue, conscious businesses forge personal connections with their stakeholders and they involve them in key decisions. It can also help boost the morale of your employees. Now, when they recognize the work they're doing leaves an impression on society and isn't just grinding for a bigger corporate machine, employees tend to feel more productive, motivated, and collaborative. According to the Trust Index Employee Survey, a meaningful and affirming workplace experience results in higher levels of performance. The organizations with the most consistent productivity are those who foster pride, camaraderie, and intention among all members of the team. Employees want to know the why behind their roles. So when they're part of a value-based culture, an enhanced worth ethic follows. For example, at Valeo, their mantra is work hard, have fun, help others. And they ingrain that into their day-to-day company culture, helping them boost morale and retain their top talent. It also helps you grow your leadership integrity. The corporate hierarchy might be familiar and conventional, but this rigid dynamic can restrict teamwork, creativity, and goal orientation across all business functions. So becoming a conscious leader means not basing decisions on status or ego, but developing self-awareness instead. It also means being present and accessible, communicating from a place of emotional safety and compassion, and actively listening to different opinions, delegating to others, and reinforcing their strengths. Embracing diversity and inclusion, and creating an environment of open dialogue where ideas are exchanged and objectives are shared. You also can help promote community engagement. The ecosystem of a business, so to speak, extends beyond just those working for the organization or consuming its deliverables. The entire community is affected by how a business conducts itself, which makes civic engagement so foundational. Companies that designate people as their central focus take on a relatable human quality. The more direct interaction they have with members of their target demographic, the more brand recognition they'll earn within that community. This authentic and personal course of action sends the message, our company's mission is to serve your needs. And it also helps create a sense of higher purpose. Now, striving toward a higher purpose outside the profit margin will inspire innovation and passion with all the sectors of business operation. Whether that person or purpose manifests itself through adopting green office solutions to reduce the carbon footprint, choosing ethical manufacturing to support humane factory conditions, being mindful of where supplies and materials are sourced from, or donating portions of the revenues to philanthropic causes, there are multiple ways to infuse that sense of purpose. This global approach shifts the business narrative from a one-sided story of me to an effective collective story of us. Conscious capitalism is a holistic framework that keeps moral conscience at the heart of all business activities, and it promotes the idea that companies should not exist for their own interests, but for the common good of society. And this model is not without its rewards. Business leaders who practice conscious capitalism have the unique opportunity to earn income while making the world a safer, kinder, and more sustainable place. I want to talk to you for a minute about one company. If you go on the website to happyearth.com, this is a company that is really taking the conscious capitalism to a whole different level. So it's an apparel company. They've created some very unique designs, and each design is geared towards, and part of their profits go to, helping the organization. So there might be a picture of a fish, and that's going to probably benefit wildlife. There's pictures of trees and outdoor scenes. That's going to help the environment. So they've picked several causes. You can pick your cause, buy the apparel, which is all naturally sourced using non-carcinogenic inks. And I think it's a company that you should be watching. So again, that website is happyearth.com. They've got some great apparel ideas for you. And when you purchase the products, you can know with, and I know this personally, you can know that you're helping those causes. So check them out when you get a chance. But that's a great example. When you're talking about conscious capitalism, look at happyearth.com. All right. What is the number one thing that business owners complain to me about just about every week? Cash flow. So how can you manage your cash flow by improving your personal credit score? Mike Michalowicz talked about cash flow. We've talked about it on this program, several different ways that you can improve your cash flow, but here's another one. There are several ways that you can increase your cash flow as a business owner, and most have to do with increasing your revenue and decreasing your expenses. That's probably the easiest way. If you make more than you spend, you're increasing your cash flow. But did you know your personal credit could have a role in managing cash flow? Now, whether you're a startup or you've been around for years, your personal credit can assist you in strengthening and managing cash flow. So here are a few ways that having good personal credit can help you. First, it allows access to capital. So what you want to do is have a good credit rating, a good personal credit rating score, so that you become attractive to the lenders. Dr. Tiffany Winfrey, who's the owner of Winfrey Dental Aesthetics, said, her starting expenses equated and at times exceeded her credit line limits, which immediately reduced her personal credit score. Further, retail businesses can be slow in terms of building up revenue for me, and that meant that my cash flow was non-existent for a period of time. The problem was that I did not accurately estimate expenses, and therefore I didn't apply for the adequate amount of credit lines to operate successful in the early days. With that in mind, she advises against being conservative when estimating your expenses. Consider borrowing more than you think you will need. Just don't spend it, especially when you have strong credit. And remember, having a business that starts with more expenses than revenue for an extended period of time can negatively impact both personal credit and cash flow. It will also give you access to higher lines of credit. Having strong cash reserves in your business can help keep you on strong financial footing. As the saying goes, cash is king. In 2008, when I first started my business, I did not have great credit. And while I was approved for lines, they were too low to adequately operate, says Danita Conway, who's the president of Facility and Logistics Consulting Services, Proven Management. In 2018, she was the SBA Business of the Year winner for the District of Columbia. So one of the things she says she had to do is figure out how I was going to fund that business properly. The first step she took was personal. I started to cut back on unnecessary personal spending and tracking just about every dollar. I started looking at things that were unnecessary in my personal portfolio. I learned in those early days how important cash reserves were to strengthening our loan application and cash flow process, she continues. The next is it will give you access to better interest rates. Now, Tiffany Winfrey, the owner of Winfrey Dental Aesthetics, also says that when she started her dental practice from scratch, she received a business line because there was little income flowing in, and of course the bills needed to be paid. But with solid credit, she says she qualified for and received low interest rates, which indirectly helped her in managing her cash flow. Her current business, Cobra Johnson & Romney, a business and legal consulting practice, had quite a different beginning. They had three different partners with varying credit scores, but interest rates were better for her this time around because the lenders took the average of those scores. Also, a big distinction with this business and her first one was that each partner used credit repair services when necessary so that those credit line applications were successful. Now that you have an understanding of how important credit scores can be when it comes to managing your cash flow, hopefully you'll be able to make more stronger decisions for the growth of your company in the future. And again, when you tie in personal guarantees with any loans or anything like that, or any business trade things, and you start missing payments, your personal score will suffer as a result. So always try to keep the personal and the business separate as long as possible. In sports, in NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. dominated last week's Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma Speedway. This week, the teams head to Chicagoland Speedway for the Chicagoland 400. That race will take place on Sunday at 2:30 p.m. In Major League Baseball, the 2018 Major League Baseball regular season is underway. In the American League, the Yankees, Indians, and Astros lead their divisions, while in the National, the Braves, Brewers, and Diamondbacks lead their divisions. In soccer, the World Cup continues, and a surprise upset, Germany is now out of the World Cup. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you this afternoon. And I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. I'm Jim Gano. If you have ideas for upcoming program topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83 or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. Work out. You're listening to WHCR-DB. HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray were testifying before a House Judiciary Committee. Things got a bit heated, especially when Congressman Trey Gowdy had a chance to take to the mic.
We've seen the bias. We've seen the bias. We need to see the evidence. If you have evidence of wrongdoing by any member of the Trump campaign, present it to the grand jury. If you have evidence that this president acted inappropriately, present it to the American people.
Democrats are still hoping for that blue wave to take place in the 2018 midterm elections. But Charles Kirk, the founder and president of Turning Point USA, says Democrats better not move so far to the left or they risk disenfranchising younger voters.
Reality here, they're going so far to the left, they're turning off and they're disenfranchising middle of the road young people that are not total political activists that just want a job, want to live a life.
Look, this is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
In economic news, the government says the U.S. economy grew at a slower pace in the year's first quarter than previously estimated. The Commerce Department says the GDP expanded at the annual rate of 2%.